Wildcats, thanks for tuning in for this week's news, weather, and sports. And now on to Jacob and Kaysen for the Bethlehem News.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in for this week's podcast. Me and my co-host Jacob will be going over the school news for this week, and Katie will join us with a weather report.
Attention everyone, if you ordered donuts, they will be delivered on Monday the 24th.
Fall break is here, everyone. Thursday the 27th is a half day, and there will be no school from the 28th through the 31st. Classes will resume on the 1st.
This is all the news we have for this week, Wildcats. Katie will now join us with the weather report.
Welcome to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday, October 22nd, moderately warm weather with a high of 80, which isn't bad for fall temperatures. We do see that cool night air with a low of 39. There is currently a 0% chance of rain so far. Sunday, October 23rd, it does appear to be a pretty cloudy day, but stays relatively warm with a high of 82 and a low of 45 for that night, so it warms up quite a bit from last night. We are seeing a small 4% chance of rain for early that morning. Monday, October 24th, still pretty cloudy, but decently warm weather with a high of 85 and a low of 50 for that night, still seeing that small 6% chance of rain for early that morning. Tuesday, October 25th, mildly cloudy with a high of 81 and a low of 63 for that night. There is a 71% chance of rain and scattered showers. Wednesday, October 26th, there is a 68% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day, an increase in cloudy skies, but there is a high of 81 and a low of 63 for that night. Thursday, October 27th, a 90% chance of heavy rain and some dark, heavy clouds that morning. Pretty cool weather with a high of 77 and a low of 60 that night. All information was accurate as of 10:18 and was provided by myforecast.com. Now to Cole, Roman, and John with sports.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wildcast Sports segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by Roman and John. Today, we'll be going over some key events that happened this past week in sports and tell you about important events coming up.
The men's golf team played Freeport this past Monday and lost, with low scores being Roman with 41 and Andrew with 50. The golf team will be traveling to Eagle Springs and to Funiac for the district tournament on 10/25, which is Tuesday, with a shotgun tee off at 9 a.m.
The Lady Wildcats played in the district semifinals Tuesday, where they won a great match versus Freeport in four sets to advance to the district finals against the Chipley Tigers. Tune in next week for a recap of the finals game.
Men's and women's basketball is coming up, so make sure you get geared up to come support your Wildcats.
That is all for this week's sports, so tune in next week for an interview with Goff and if they make it to the regionals. Now on to Tech with Aiden, Funky Factoids with Oliver, and This Week in History with Zach.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tech Time. And this week we are going to be talking about the new, and probably something you've never heard of, the new BMW iX Flow. The new BMW iX Flow, this new motor vehicle can actually change its appearance. So in other words, it can change its color, but that's not the only thing it can do. It can also influence the climate in an energy-saving way with the right exterior color. My source for this week's episode of Tech Time comes from BMW.com. That's it for this week of Tech Time. Next week, we will be talking about the new MacBook Air. And now to Zach with This Week in History.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. October 21st, 1891, a one-mile dirt track opens up for harmless races at the site of the present-day Nashville Speedway in Tennessee. The track eventually became a top NASCAR course. October 23rd, 1853, Great Britain sends its fleet to Constantinople, an act that led to the Crimson War. October 24th, 1918, U.S. Navy Lieutenant David Ingalls downed his fifth enemy plane, becoming the Navy's first ace. October 25th, 1940, Benjamin Davis becomes the first African-American general in the U.S. Army. My source, The Happy Books, London, New York, copyright 2003. Now to Oliver with Funky Factoids.
Hello, my name is Oliver, and I'm here to introduce this week's Funky Factoids with the Bethlehem Wildcast. Did you know that new creatures have been found in an underwater volcano, and the biggest waves in the ocean are underwater? And the loudest ocean canyons make the Grand Canyon seem small, and the loudest ocean sound came from an icequake. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Funky Factoids. This week's information came from www.bestlifeonline.com.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good day, everybody. This is the segment where I provide fun and interesting facts about nothing but animals. So listen and enjoy. This week's animal is the electric eel. Electric eels are pretty interesting animals, but they actually aren't eels. They are more closely related to the carp and catfish. Electric eels can grow up to 2.5 meters, or 8 feet. The shock from this little guy can knock a horse off of its own feet. In human care, male electric eels live from 10 to 15 years, and females from 12 to 22. Electric eels eat fish, crustaceans, insects, and small vertebrates, such as amphibians, reptiles, and mammals. Electric eels are mostly blind, but use their electricity to help see. The electric eel is covered in mucus, which is disgusting. They can also swim forward and backwards. That's cool. Thanks for listening this week. I hope you enjoyed. Return next week for facts about the capybara. This week's sources came from NationalGeographic.com.
Welcome to the Gameverse. I'm Frank, and today I'll be recommending Subnautica. Subnautica is rated E, and it's a survival game. The price ranges from $14 to $30 depending on where you buy it. Creator of this game is Unknown Worlds Entertainment. Subnautica takes place in a distant future. The Aurora, a deep space vessel, was sent to a system at the outer reaches of known space. During a gravity slingshot around the planet 4546b, the defenses of the planet activated and shot the ship with an energy pulse, and the Aurora crashed on that very planet. You start in your rescue pod in the middle of an ocean with no resources. To progress, you gotta survive the dangers of the ocean as you complete tasks to get off the planet. That's it for me, folks. Come back next week for a spooky video game. This week's information came from the Subnautica Wiki.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. This week, we'll be discussing one of the most popular DreamWorks animated films ever, the cult classic comedy of Megamind. The movie centers around the supervillain, Megamind, as he works against his archenemy, Metro Man. But when his plans finally work in his favor and all things go downhill, he has to work to help fight for the city he once sought to take control of. The film was released in 2010 to mild success, making $321 million to a $130 million budget. Upon release, the film was met with mild reception, with critics stating that the film had regurgitated plot points and not being as funny as it should be. In recent years, however, the film was regarded as one of the greatest films of its decade, with many fans regarding the film as a masterpiece in terms of writing and plot. As for my unprofessional opinion, the film lives up to these claims. The movie's unique take on the superhero genre is a wonderfully refreshing experience. The fun comedy works phenomenally with its talented voice cast and clever writing. The best way to experience the film is to just see it for yourself. Believe me when I tell you, you're in for a fun viewing. That's all for now, people. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week when we take a festive trip down to the horrifyingly jolly place of Halloween Town. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com.
Thanks for tuning in this week, Wildcats. Stay tuned for next week when Ricky talks about the beautiful capybara and his segment all about animals.